हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrate obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishtom Vishnupad, Ashtattarshatasi Simat. भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी टू बेस्टो हिज स्ट्रेंथ to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates to purify my mind and to get 1 pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrate obeisances to the lotus feet of the most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present in India as well as through video conference, devotees of London and Slovenia. This has been arranged by Supreme Lord because my misfortune, I could not speak all the days. I have been advised to be confined in my room to write only. You should not speak much. So occasionally I have got the occasion to come. So it is my misfortune. Always we have to speak, at least try to speak Harikatha. I am deprived of that. For that reason, I pray the grace of the devotees to bestow me strength to pray to Supreme Lord. And I can engage my time for the service of Sri Krishna and His devotees and nothing else. Any moment we may leave this body, it is perishable. Always you are seeing in the papers, there is no certainty of life anywhere in the world. So, as long as we live, we should engage ourselves for the service of Shri Krishna and his devotees. Now, it is by Lord's desire who is all good. I am to speak here, and I have got the opportunity to have the darshan, vision of the devotees of England and Slovenia. That is my good fortune. Through internet, I do not know whether I shall be able to go undertake a journey, long journey by aircraft. Whether I am well out or not, I do not know. Everything depends upon this day. Today is a very sacred day. The 7th anniversary of the Raya Ramanam. Dearest associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, almost identical with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is transcendental. His personal associate is also transcendental. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita evidence through Lekhagore Dare. Radhikar gone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been mentioning the dearest of the personal associates of Radharani. Prabhu Lekhagore Jare Sare Tinjan. Lekhagore Jare Radhikar Gan. Jagadir Patra Matra Sare Tinjan. In this world, they have descended here in this world. 3.5. Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Shikhi Maiti, 3, and his sister, half. Female is half. The nowadays, the females are flourishing. And they are getting the highest post everywhere. They will not agree to this. We are not half, we are also full. But your bitter half, in English it is bitter half. Three and half. Sikhi Maiti. Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dearest are 2 amongst these 3.5. Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda. It is very difficult to speak about Raya Ramananda. I am a conditioned soul. An enslaved jiva has got so much mundane desires. Outside, I am in an ascetic dress. Inside, so much evil thoughts are moving. And there is all these desires are there, lust is there. It is called calm. There you cannot have any contact with Supreme Lord and with his personal associates. It is said in Bengali, Jaha kaam taha nahi raam, Rabi rajani nahi mila kotha. In Hindi also. Sun and darkness cannot be at the any place at simultaneously. darkness and sun. When there is light, there will be no darkness. When there is darkness, there is no light. In darkness, you do not see anything. In light, you saw everything in their proper perspective. When sun rises, you see. Like that. When there is calm, calm is andhatama. Is darkness, deep darkness, by that we cannot see bhakta, shuddha bhakta, pure devotee. His transcendental qualities and his object of worship, Supreme Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and his transcendental realm and other associates, nothing. We cannot see anything by lust. Only a pure devotee by devotion, their glories descend. They will give the power to speak. By their own ability you can speak. There is the difficulty. It is the scriptural devotional prescript that on the advent and disappearance anniversaries, at least if you do not do daily, on these days you should specially remember Vaishnava, Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavan, God, you have to remember. By the remembrance of Raya Ramananda, we can remove all our ulterior desires. By only remembrance, that we cannot do without His grace. This material mind cannot remember. There is no capacity to do this. And also, we cannot seek the glories of Shuddha Bhakta by our own capacity. If we know Him, if He gives power, if He imparts His qualities in me, and if it is revealed in my heart, those qualities revealed in my heart, then I can something. But that is, speaking of Harikatha is also depends upon His grace. And even to pray for grace for Vaishnava on the Vaishnava's advent day requires the grace of Vaishnava. We do not even know how to pray grace. I do not know. We have to pray to Raya Ramananda Prabhu, not for anything of mundane things. It is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much attracted by Raya Ramananda. So, here we will find when we shall start the biography. It is a long biography. It will be printed, but printed is very briefly. In printing you cannot make it elaborate. Then it will be a huge thing. But that reason, important matters are given. Here also, Raya Ramananda, if He gives power, if His absolute counterpart, our Gurudev, ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী ছিল পরম গুরুদেব, বৌকিশোদ্ধার বাবা জয় ভক্তি ঠাকুর, দে গ্রেস দেন ইট উইল ডিসেন্ড, হি উইল স্পিক থ্রু মাই মাউথ, দেন দ্যাট উইল বি হিজ কোয়ালিটিস। হাউ ক্যান এন কন্ডিশন সোল স্পিক অ্যাবাউট, বাট ইয়েট ইজ ওয়ান কাইন্ড অফ ভেরি স্ট্রং ডিভোশনাল ভাব টু ক্লিন আওয়ার মাইন্ড, টু পিউরিফাই আওয়ার মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড গেট দি হায়েস্ট অফ থিং, whether we are entitled to do or not, that is not the case, but we should try. By trying, we shall have to leave this place, this world, as long as we should live here. In this world, we shall have to try. Now, it is written, who is Rayanaman? Outside you are seeing a human being. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal associate, Kavi Karnapur, son of Sivananda Sen, he has pointed out who is who in Krishna Lila in the past times of Krishna. You get firm faith in Mahaprabhu, we should have get firm faith in the sayings of Mahaprabhu's own personal associates, Sivananda Sen and his son. Their saying is not fictitious. What they have said, he is an ordinary person. Arjuna has appeared as Rayanamananda. He has appeared. And also Arjuna has become Arjuna Shakhi in Padma Purana, it is written. To serve Krishna, they take different forms as per desire of Supreme Lord. When Supreme Lord appears, he sends his own person to see the position of the world. According to that, he sends his own person. Those will be capable to do as per his desire, he sends them. He sent Rayanamananda, Sarva Damodar, and also it is written in Gaura Granthar Deepika, Arjuna Shakhi. He is also Arjuna Shakhi, outside male form, human form, with all this flesh and blood, etc. But inside, something different. So, by their grace you can understand it. And there is written that he is Lolita, some say he is Lolita. But our preceptorial channel is coming through Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and through preceptorial channel to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has pointed out all these pastimes with Rayanamananda Prabhu and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu as such. By that it has been established that Radharamana is Vishakha. We are directly coming to that. But that is in Vishakha, Arjuna, Vishakha is the prominent personality, dearest personality of Radharani, and entered into it. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas at Katwa, he started going to Vrindavan. I don't want to say in detail about this, you know. But Nityanandaprabhu diverted him to show his beautiful form, sannyasi form, to the devotees of the Navadvip towards Shantipur. After Shantipur, going Shantipur, after giving darshan of all the devotees there who are grief-stricken, separation grief-stricken, He took sannyas in the Bengali calendar month, Magh, bright fortnight, Katwa. And he went to Puridham, Shantipur. He did not go to Vrindavan. Next, Phalgun, Bengali month. And there he met Vasudev Sarvabhaum. Vasudev Sarvabhaum, he belonged to Mayavadi Gyani. And by the grace of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he became a pure devotee. Vasudev Sarvabhaum. History I do not want to say. Long history. After conversion, then Vasudev Sarvabhaum mind is changed, absolutely changed. He became an out and out devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had wanted to go to South India. Then he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I could not understand him when I had been to South India, Rayanamaranda. I thought, oh, he is an ordinary Vaishnava. I cut jokes with him. I couldn't understand him. But after your grace, now I have understood he is the highest order of. So you must see him. You are going there, it is my desire. You go there in South India, in Godavari, in that area, Kovur area, you will go. And you must see him, then you will be happy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when started, Nityanandaprabhu said, how he can go alone? Somebody should be there to serve him. He sent Krishnadas Prabhu, Krishnadas with him, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya went there on foot, not by car, not by train, not by bus, not by bullock cart, not by aircraft. On foot. By rescuing all whom he was seeing on the way. Kurma Sthan, Kurma Vipra, and he rescued Kurma Vipra, he ordered Kurma Vipra to preach Krishna Bhakti everywhere. his order. And also he rescued Vasudev, a leper. Leper, he was rescued by him on this. And after seeing jeering at Voltaire, then he came to Godavari. Godavari River. By seeing Godavari, Chaitanya thought it is Jamuna. Always surcharged with the pastimes of Krishna. Shuddha Bhakta is always surcharged. Wherever they go, they see according to their thought in the mind. Godavari River is seeing, he is seeing Jamuna. If you have a mountain, Govardhan, like that. And after taking bath, after crossing the river, from Rajmundiri crossing the river, he came to the other side. There is the Rajmundiri near Kobur. And the bank, at the bank of the Godavari, he was waiting because he was instructed by Vasudeva. And he is omniscient. He is Supreme Lord. He knows everything. Where to remain, everything. He is preordained. Everything is fixed. And he was sitting there. At that time, Raya Ramananda was coming. Raya Ramananda was the administrator of that place, Vidyanagar. Under Raja Pratapudra, King Pratapudra. He was administrator or governor in the city. With many Brahmins, they are uttering Veda Mantra. And with many, many musicians, etc. With great grandeur is coming. When he was coming in the palanquin, he saw Mahaprabhu by swaying immediately alighted from the palanquin. And by seeing his formidable, gigantic personality, he was attracted and made obeisances. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing fully well, said, "Who are you?" He said, "What?" But he was born in a lower family. A Shuddha Bhakta can be born everywhere. He is superior. A Shuddha Bhakta is superior to all, to Brahmin. The best Brahmin and best, highest personal associate. But what he said? "I am very worthless person and I am a low caste person. I am your servant." On hearing this humility, the humbleness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced. And their ecstatic feelings, and their weeping, all the persons, those, all the Brahmins, etc., those are uttering Veda Mantras, they are astonished. Our governor is so much grave. Why he has become such? Because they do not know their inner self. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, combined Krishna. And here Raya Ramananda is Vishakha. By meeting that, they have got that sort of ecstatic feelings. But that is by seeing that all the outsides that are there, they are looking, what is this? Then they restrict it. They restrain themselves. Then Raya Ramandapu prayed to him, "You have come here to rescue me?" "Yes, as per desire of Vasudeva Sarvam, I have come here. I am glad to see you. All are weeping here. And it is for your appearance, as you have appeared here, all are weeping here. No, it is due to you. You are a highest devotee. By the company of devotee, you can get devotion. All are weeping by getting your company. Not me." Like this, he is speaking about Rayanamanda Prabhu. He was speaking. "By your contact, I am a Mayavadi sannyasi." Because outside he took sannyasi from Keshav Bharati. So, I cannot have prem, but I am drowned in the ocean of prem by your contact. Then Raya Ramanda said, I want to come to you to have your grace for 7 days or more. I shall come separately, alone." He came separately. That conversation, dialogue, generally we see in scriptures, devotees are questioning and Supreme Lord is answering. But here, just the opposite. Supreme Lord is questioning and Raya Ramananda is answering. Here you will find in Raya Ramananda chapter, 8th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I had the opportunity to hear about this, which I cannot say, because I am incompetent to hear from our Gurudev. This chapter for one month, in Assam, in Guwahati, we are there in the house of a big person. Guru Maharaj said to that big person, very rich person, "I shall stay here on condition you shall have to sit to hear me. Here, Holy Gata. Then I shall be here." He said, "I shall." He had got hard faith in our Gurudev. I shall, in the morning, I shall get time. He fixed time, and in the morning, daily, he used to attend. This Raya Ramananda Prasanga, this Ayatman chapter, or the topic, he explained for 1 month. But he could not. And now here for 45 minutes or for 1 hour, what I can say? Very difficult. Here, when Raya on the cane, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the eternal benefit of the world human beings, gradual development of theism, gradual development of from where the theism starts and where from to which theism, that theism reaches, from because he used to say gradual development of theism. Gradual development of faith in God and service of God. Now he questioned faith and knowledge. Paraslok Sadhara Nirnaya. You can understand Bengali. Paraslok Sadhara Nirnaya. Para means read, recite, verse, and ascertain Sadhya. Do you understand? Ultimate goal. What is the meaning of Sadhya? Sadhya by sadhan. Sadhan means by austere penance. Austere penance by which we get. It is called sadhya. Sadhan is practice. Devotional practice, method, and sadhya is end, ultimate goal. So what is the ultimate goal of life? You said. But I want to hear it with scriptural evidence. I do not want your words. Whatever you will say, it should be substantiated by scriptural evidence. Then Raya Ramananda said, Sadharma Charane Vishnu Bhakti Hai. First, there is one slok there, verse, it should be said. Kaviraj Goswami has written it. In every chapter, his own writing. What he wants to say in that chapter, a synopsis of it, in the first verse. Sanskrit verse. There will get Sancharya Rama Vida Bhakta Nege Sabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani Gurab Diratiru Atuna Ramuna Bhadirnai Kadgatula Adam Pradat. Everything is there. An illustration has been given. In that one verse, what is illustration? Ocean. Ocean is there. From ocean, you will find vapor. By the heat of the sun, vapor comes out from the ocean. And vapor forms in cloud. And after forming into cloud, through vapor, there rains in the earth and in the sea. And those water, again, through springs and rivers, come to the ocean. From ocean it starts and again ends in ocean. Like that, devotional conclusive decisions. Ocean is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is questioning, but Raya Ramananda is answering by his power, by his imparted power. As for example, vapor rises from the ocean and forms into cloud. Ocean is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya ocean of devotional and conclusive decisions. That ocean. Parasulok Sadhyaranyay. I want to know the devotional conclusive decision of it with evidence from authentic scripture. From Mahaprabhu transfused that to Rairabandha is plough. Rairabandha takes the form of the cloud. And important that. And Rairabandha when speaks, then that water, the nectar is coming. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again gets that and becomes happy. Ratnalayatan, Ratna jewels are under the sea. Ratnalaya means sea, under the ocean. It starts from the ocean and ends in the ocean. It starts from Gauranga Mahaprabhu and ends in the ocean. Like that. And when he says, what is your answer? Sadharmacharane Vishnu Bhakti Hai. Ultimate goal is Vishnu Bhakti. Who is Vishnu Bhakti? Jayadam Vishnam Vyapnati the Vishnu. Omnipresent, omnipotent, all pervading spirit, Vishnu, is the ultimate goal. This is the evidence from Vishnu Brahman. I am giving the evidence that Varnasvajarvata Purashana Parashana Varnasvajarvata Rappuman Vishwajarvata Annatarto Shukarno. You will find in Vishnu Brahman. Now, he said, Sadharma Jana. Sadharma means, what is Sadharma? Not the self. We have got no knowledge of the self now. We are conditioned souls. Now we have got this mundane body. This body is the outcome of the external potency of Supreme Lord, which has got three primeval qualities. Sattva Tamogun. Rajogun, this body is created. Sattvagun, it will remain for some time. And Rajogun, it will be destroyed. Tamogun, it will be destroyed. This body, everybody's body is created, has got birth. For some time it remains and then ends. So for that reason, we are now being averse to Sri Krishna. We have been covered. I am to speak quickly.
No.
Then I spoke about this perhaps in Holland in the house of our devotee there, this chapter for some days. But here you see, now here where from he starts, what he said, our object should be Vishnu. Full, absolute entity, God. He is to be satisfied. That should be our object. And how to do is through Varnasam Dharma. Sadharma means this conditioned body. If you say you have to do bhajan from your real self. How? He is not covered, enveloped by Triguna. And Satyagun Pradhan is Brahman. Rajagun Pradhan is Kshatriya. Tamagun Pradhan is Shudra. Rajastamagun Pradhan, Vaishya. Everywhere, it is not in India. not in India. সময় হয়ে গেছে everywhere. This Varnasam dharma is not sectarian dharma. It is gradual development of the human being from their status. Gradually they will go to Supreme Lord. For that reason, you will find many evidences which I cannot say here now. But one evidence, there is no time to speak. What can I say? For that reason, this video conference is good, but it restricts time. But if I be there in London, and freely I can speak. Sometimes you are absent. Sometimes you come. I can see you, sometimes I cannot see you. What is this? That difficulty is. If you can go there and sit one place and you can come, then there is freedom of speaking. And freedom is restricted here. What can be done? Here they say that we have got these physical bodies. With these bodies, how we can worship? In Varnasam Dharma it is said, it is by, as per scriptural prescript, Vedic instruction, according to their eligibility, they will serve. Shatyagun, their knowledge, and there is all qualities, non-violence, everything is there. And Rajagun, very smart and active. Tamagun, they are lazy and ignorant. They are different status of people. And Rajas Tamagun, they are doing trading, etc. And for that reason, there should be one gradual procedure to go to the ultimate goal. For that reason, Varnasam Dharma is the first step. A theism starts from this. When anybody does not believe Varnasam Dharma, then that is adharma. That should be rejected. Dharma starts from Varnasam Dharma. By the instructions of the expired instruction of the scriptures, everybody should do their duty according to their eligibility. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, Sattvic, Rajasic, Rajavish, Rajasic, Rajastama, and Tamasic. As per their eligibility, they will do. But their purpose, everybody's purpose is to serve Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho bhajjo age kohar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for this I have not come here. Yes, he did not totally reject it, but said, for which I have come here, this is not here. In your answer, I am not finding this. You go ahead, onwards. You go back, aage kahar, onwards. Something more. He did not totally reject this, but said, this is the lowest form of theism. Higher, something higher is put. Then he said, Krishna Karbarpan Svadprasad Prasad. In every sloka, Chaitanya, our Gurudev used to speak every day 1 hour. Every sloka. To explain this 1 hour. It takes 1 month or more than 1 month. Weekly, if you finish it, You will not be totally comprehended. Not be able. Now, what is you? There is no other way. But this is, you say something more, better, something better, something onwards, ahead. Then he says, Vishnu karma pun sarvasa. Here, sarvasadhya sar. Sadhya is the essence of the highest object. Is Krishna karmarpan. Vishnu, he has not said Vishnu. In Vishnu, the personality Godhead is not fully expressed, manifested. But in Krishna, it is manifested. Krishna is supreme person. And whatever you do, varnasam dharma, if you take the fruits of that, then you will remain in this world. This Brahmanda has got 14 planets, one Brahmanda. You say planet, you can understand Brahmanda. But in one Brahmanda, there are 14 planets. Higher planets, seventh, higher, lower seventh. You can go up to that. But these planets are the product of the external potency, nescience. Actual bliss is not here. So, if you take the fruits, then when you do any action, it may be as per injunction of the scriptures, but there is always, you are committing some sin, some sort of sin, always committed. When we take, we breathing, by our breathing over here, so many insects are killed, always without killing other creatures, we cannot survive. So, sin, vice is also we are doing. For that reason, you have to get that fruit. If you want the fruit of your virtue, then you have to take the fruit of the vice. So it is better not to take any fruit. You action, you do karma as per injunction of scripture. Without the desire of any fruits, this is higher. Jat karasi, jat asrasi, jat juhri, jat durani, jat jat tamasya kun jat turshu, mara mother panangil, Gita will find. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you perform oblation, whatever you give charity, everything should be given to Supreme Lord. The fruits should be given to Supreme Lord. You would want to take the fruits in varnasrama dharma, then you have to take both fruits of virtue and fruits of vice. Better it is not to take any fruits. Without taking fruits, you come. Very high, higher. Yes. Chaitanya was the Ehobancho. This is also external, outside. What I want to give, this is not also not here. This is external. He did not say this is nothing, but it is external. It is higher. You speak something more. Onwards, higher than this. Then he said, Karmatyag sarvasadhyasar. I am finishing. Karmatyag sarvasadhyasar. Huh? How much time? By now, you see, that we have to see. Sadharmatyag. When karma, you do karma, whether as per injunction of scriptures, with the desire of getting fruits, or without the desire, your ego is there in the mundane level. with the bonded level, all these ego of external potency, sattva, rajo, tamo, you are doing the works, but you are taking not the fruits. You are pinned here. This is outside. There is a karma tyag. Karma is not necessary. Karma should be given up. For which he gives the evidence from Gita, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mahamekam Saranam Bhujam Ohang Tvam Saranam Bhukkashya Mahas, and also from Bhagavad. You give up, you will find in Gita, Sarvan Dharman. Dharma means that which is sanctioned by the Vedas. Adharma means that it is not sanctioned. It is called vice. So, that is sanctioned by the action, merely action is the dharma. Action should be for the satisfaction of Krishna as per injunction of the scriptures. For that, now it is good. You have left this world. This world, left this world, and you have entered into Viraja. Viraja means where there is no Rajagun. Viraja means Rajagun. This word you have to learn it. In say ordinary dictionary you will not find. No English dictionary, there is no word. Viraja means where there is no Rajagun, no creation. Where there is no creation, the suffering is less. Here in this world there is creation. There is so many variegated aspects here. So many variety of living beings here. So many suffering. Suffering is tremendous in this world. But in Viraja, where you stop karma, you will go to Viraja. That is also nescience. That is not ultimate goal. Whether you cross this world where there is creation, where there is no creation, there is nascence, but suffering is less. Because there is no people, no variety of creatures there. Whether variegatedness word is used, I don't know. There is no word. Vichitrata, there is no. But it is mundane plane. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is also outside what I want to say. It is outside that. It is extraordinary. You speak something higher. Then you say, Jnana Mishra Bhakti Sadhya. Solam Karna. Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na satyadina kankrati samasarvashamudin nadbhakti nabhati para. By giving this evidence, by getting Brahma Gyan, but in this evidence also ultimately say, when you will be established in Brahma Gyan, in your own real self, then you can enter into his Leela pastimes. But you are now completely left, completely gave up your connection with the world. Whether it is, there are varieties of living beings, or there are no varieties of living beings. You have entered into Brahmananda. Brahmabhuta prasannatma nachadindra kankriti. There is no desire and no grief is there. No mourning, nothing. Place is good. But that is outside Vaikuntha. I have not come to give that. It is also outside. Then he said ultimately, at least this should be said, for that reason I am continuing. Jnana Shunna Bhakti Sadhya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I agree to it. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. But you have to say, take something higher. Why? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching starts from this. Jnane prayasam utapasya navanteva jivanti sanvagritan bhavadiya bhartam. Sthane sithuti gatam tunubhang manarvijye prayasam jijita prasitva istrarakka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Supreme Lord, you have already heard about this, is complete reality. For Supreme Lord is one, absolute. Nothing is outside it. Absolute infinite can't be many. Infinite is one. Nobody can name without His grace. If anybody thinks I can, by my penance I can get Supreme Lord, ignorance, out of ignorance, he said. He can't get. Bhunam dharmanam dhe vyanava mang prabuddhate vāsura sara vidya sama mahatmasa durlava in Gita, he said. After many births, so-called jnanis, they have got this knowledge. By our own capacity, austerity we cannot get. Then it takes the takes shelter to the Supreme Lord. Eventually they try by their best to get. Even impersonal Brahma, to merge oneself to internal Brahma, the grace of Supreme Lord is necessary. Without that, you would not accept Supreme Lord. You couldn't get any fruit, any kind of fruit. Jnane prayasam. Your efforts, by your own efforts, endeavor, whatever you are doing, you have to throw it out to great distance. Jnane prayasam udabhash. And you should take shelter. Completion. And what is that shelter? Not only to God, to the Supreme, to the Deity, but shelter to Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta. Sadhu, one with one pointed devotion to Supreme Lord. No other desire except service of Krishna. Such devotee, we have to associate with them. You have to maintain your life, you have to live on by associating with them. By associating with the sadhu. Jnane prayasam navanteva jivanti sanvagritam bhavati bhavati. You live on. But you have to hear Harikatha from a pure bona fide devotee. You have to hear Harikatha. That Harikatha will enter into you and will correct your mind. Bhagavan, through devotee, will enter into it through devotee's mouth. He will enter into your heart and clear your all doubts. So you have to hear. You have to remain in such a place where you can get Shuddha Bhakta. It is essential. Jivanti Sanmukhiritam Bhavadiya Vartta. Who knows about the glories of Supreme Lord? Who doesn't know, if you go there, what he will say? But that is Sadhu Sangha. Jnane prayasam udabhash navanteva jivanti sanvagritam bhavadiya bhartam sthane sthita. You have to be in such place where you can get the company of a pure devotee. That is necessary. Sthane sthuti gatam, or whether you remain in household life or ascetic life, but you have to associate with sadhus. Sthane sthita. But that is compulsory. Jnane prayasam udabhash navanteva jivanti sanvagritam bhavadiya bhartam sthane sthuti gatam tanubhang manavi je prayas adhita jita prita. Which cannot be conquered, which nobody can challenge him would get Krishna. This, if you do this, you can conquer invincible Supreme Lord. He will be subdued by you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is correct. This I have. But you should say, more than this. Then prema bhakti. After that, then dasya, shakva, vatsala, bodhu, etc. You require 1 month to understand this. Now I do not want to encourage upon our time. If there be any scope, go there. There will be freeness to speak. Then I can speak on this subject in one place by sitting for 5-7 days. I do not require 1 month because I have got no knowledge. By 5 days I can come finish.
Yes. Prabhuji, we will just re-enter in the room. We have to move out and re-enter.
गर्म होता है They are hearing me?
Yes, they were hearing you. Last five minutes, they gave me something.
Very long topic. कभी छोटा नहीं है जैनिल प्रेंधां यहां तो करा नहीं
नाउ दे कैन सी यू Thank you.